Well, good afternoon. Today we're going to be continuing our midweek devotions that we've been doing. You heard from Pastor Bill on Tuesday, and today I wanted to take a look at the New Testament and look at John 14, 25 through 27, and I'll read that now. It says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all the things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And so we're going to take a look mainly at verse 27. But before I get there, I want to look at 25 through 26. And the thing we need to learn from this is that we have a Holy Spirit. And he says, this is Jesus talking, saying, "He will come in my name." And this could better be translated, "on my behalf." So we have a Holy Spirit who will help guide us and teach us through this life, and he comes on Jesus' behalf to guide us through this life. And so that kind of briefly leads us into verse 27, which says, "Peace I leave with you." And now, the first thing I want you to get from this verse is that Jesus is peace. He is the God of peace. And we've talked a lot about the attributes of God. We've talked about the omnipotence. Pastor Bill is on the holiness. We've talked about immutability, his eternality. We've talked a lot. But in Romans 15:33, we see, "Now the God of peace be with you all." And so we see that God is the God of peace, and with that, only God can bring true, lasting, eternal peace. And so we see that God is peace. That's the first point. And the second thing is he leaves us with peace. And now this leaving with peace is the peace that comes from Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins. It's peace knowing that we have eternal life because of the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. That is why we call the gospel of peace in Ephesians 6:15. And so we see that he leaves us with peace, that is, he died on the cross for our sins. And so we continue on in the verse, and it says, "My peace I give to you." And that is, he is the source of peace. The only way to know true, lasting peace is to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you might say, well, how can you know this for certain? How can you know that Jesus is the only way to have peace? Well, when you continue reading on in this verse, it says, "Not as the world gives do I give to you." And so basically what he's saying is, I don't give the superficial peace that comes from the world. No, my peace is from God because I am God, and I give that peace to you. It comes from the God of peace. And so finally in this verse, we get to the end, and it says, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And so basically what he's doing in this verse is restating what he was saying in the beginning of the verse. And he's doing it in a command, right? He says, don't let your hearts be troubled and don't let your heart be afraid. And as in, have peace. And so he's saying that we should have peace because we know the God who is peace, and he's commanding us to have peace in light of that knowledge. So, in conclusion to these verses, if you are a believer, you can have peace knowing that you serve a God who is peace. Second, you serve a God who gives peace. And third, that the peace is not of this world. It is from the God who is peace. And finally, you don't have to be anxious or worried about this world or things that are happening or this coronavirus. Rather, think about spending time praying to the God who is peace. And in conclusion, I wanted to finish with a quote from Charles Wesley, who was a famous hymn writer, and it says this. It says, "I rest beneath the almighty shade. My griefs expire, my troubles cease. Thou, Lord, on whom my soul is stayed, wilt keep me still in perfect peace." Let's close in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day, and that we thank you that you are the God of peace who leaves us with peace. That is, you died on the cross, and that you give us peace. And we just pray that we would be in constant communication with you, praying for peace through this difficult time. And we just thank you for everything you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.